Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Organic evolutionists such as Charles Darwin, George Gaylord Simpson, and Stephen Jay Gould believe the world came into existence by pure chance. Billions of years ago, inorganic matter began to change by some unknown process and eventually developed into what we see around us today. There was no God to get it all started, and no God to direct development. It all occurred by accident. Some accident. Although there are many prominent evolutionists today who seriously doubt the whole process, the greater number of scientists, philosophers, and anthropologists still embrace the godless theory of evolution. Oddly enough, many modernistic theologians also believe in evolution. The Bible offers an entirely different explanation for the origin of the universe, including man. The Bible begins, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Genesis 1:1. Many other biblical passages offer the same explanation, the only logical explanation. Let me read one such verse to you. "For by him," that is by Jesus Christ, "were all things made, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." Colossians 1:16. In case you may be tempted to think, Paul's explanation does not harmonize with the writings of other inspired men, I want to read two other powerful passages teaching the same truth. The beloved Apostle John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." John 1:1-3. The Hebrew writer is no less explicit. Jesus Christ was appointed heir of all things. It was by him that the worlds were made, and he upholds all things by the word of his power. Hebrews 1:2-3. Although the following verse does not specifically identify Jesus as the Creator, it does need to be read in this connection. "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Hebrews 11:3. Unless you have read these passages carefully, you may not have thought of Jesus as being the Creator of the world. But beyond any question, that is precisely what the New Testament teaches. "For by him," Paul affirmed, "were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth." Why God the Son was the Creator and not God the Father, I cannot give you an explanation. But there can be no question about the plain teaching of these biblical passages. Not only were the things on earth created by Jesus Christ, so were the things in heaven. Could that explain why Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." John 14:3. Whether one interprets heaven as meaning the place where the birds fly, or the place where the saints will live, Christ is the Creator. But not only is Christ the Creator, he was the one for whom the worlds were created. It was for his honor and glory that he created the heaven and the earth. My friends, Christianity does not have a guru or an ascended master for its leader and savior. We have Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, the firstborn of every creature, and the creator of the world. Thank you, and may God continue to bless you.